Welcome to Drunk Thoughts While Sober. Back with me is Cash, as always. And today is the first part of the money series. And we'll be talking about child support. And I have quite a few strong opinions that I'm pretty sure she's not going to like. And most women will not like. So, I personally do not believe and child support.
Wait a minute, before you jump into this, why you never announced me as your co-host?
Oh, I'm sorry, my co-host.
Give me my correct title, thank you.
Okay, I apologize. Mm-hmm. That is the correct title. You are my co-host. Mm-hmm. The one and only co-host. The only one that matters. Mm-hmm. The hostess with the mostest.
Absolutely.
Enough superlatives?
You better fucking believe it.
You got enough superlatives there?
That's good. I like that. I can dig it.
Okay. So I don't believe in child support at all.
Okay.
I believe it's a construct to hold black men down.
Okay.
And they have used it to lock us up, to separate our black families, just pretty much just keep black men down in every way possible. Mm-hmm. I'm also speaking as someone who's on child support. Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you listening, I put myself on child support. Mm-hmm. Unknowingly, I didn't realize it was going to happen. When I filed for joint custody, they immediately put you on child support and you can never come off.
Okay.
Had I known this, I wouldn't have found no papers. I'm gonna put myself on into this situation with the man in my business. You kidding me?
Okay. So you filed for joint custody.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to do that?
Because he had a no good mama who wasn't letting me see him.
And they denied that.
Of course, because it was on me to try to make things work. She didn't have to make things work. Well, if she doesn't have to make things work, and what do you think she's going to do? She's going to say, hey, it's not working. I need sole custody of this child. Like, come on. Is that not a rigged system? Is that not them basically saying, shut up, pay your child support, she get to do whatever she wants to with your money, basically.
Okay. I agree with you on some points, and I disagree with you on some points. Mm-hmm. Now, just because I'm a woman does not mean I am for child support. I actually am not for child support. I don't feel like it should be the government's responsibility to force a man to financially provide for his child. Mm-hmm. I don't think that should be. Mm-hmm. I don't think the government should be in none of our fucking business, to be honest, especially when it comes to finances. So, but I do understand sometimes guys just don't do what they're supposed to do. And it's hard. It's hard to actually be a single mom and financially be the sole provider. So I get that in one aspect. But I always said, if I do have a kid, and this is just me talking, it may change if I'm ever in a situation where I have a kid and the dad is not doing what he's supposed to. I always said I would force a man to be on child support. Because at the end of the day, there's such thing called karma, and I'm gonna make sure that mine is provided for. But you, however, the person who does not provide for them, what's coming to you, they can deal with you 10 times better than the courts can. So that's how I feel about it. I do not feel like there should be child support. I just really don't feel like somebody should have to force you to take care of your kid financially.
I'm actually shocked to hear you say that because we've never had this discussion before, ever.
We not that. Exactly. That's why I tell you, don't think you're gonna know what I say, baby. You have no clue what goes on in this mind of mine.
First of all, stop snapping your neck at me. Put your hand down. That's all I'm gonna say.
Anywho.
Look, don't you be snapping your neck at me.
Anywho, a lot of guys think, oh, well, all women are gonna be for child support. Actually, no. Like, no, that's, but I also said, I don't know if this may change. It may change once I get in the game and I'm like, yo, it's hard. Like, I need some help. This mug ain't helping me. No, I need to put you on child support. That may change. But as of right now, I don't feel like you should be forced to have to take care of your kid. You should willingly want to do that. And I always say, God can take care of you better than I can. So if you can't, he sees what you're doing. You don't get to live your life like that and not pay for it.
Now, don't get me wrong. I feel like it's both people's fault if you have a child out of wedlock. But I feel like it's more of a woman's responsibility.
What?
For the reason that you had that child.
How?
You're the one whose body has to change for 9 months, who goes through everything, who has to deal with this, who can't leave this child behind like a man can. So why aren't you on the pill or making sure this man is using condoms, doing everything possible to not put yourself in this situation if you're not 100% sure that this man is going to be right there with you? The whole process. Now, don't get me wrong. A man is still responsible for his actions once that child is there. But you as a woman know the consequences. You bleed every month.
And so do you.
You bleed.
And so do you. That's bullshit.
You bleed every
that
month.
That is bullshit. Bro. What the fuck does the fact that you bleed every month have to do with you not even
You're constantly reminded of what could happen.
Okay, and you are not constantly reminded every time you nut?
No, you know, sometimes we don't think about the consequences until it's too late.
Okay, but we're supposed to carry all of the burden, right? See, that's bullshit.
We ain't the brightest in this area. Y'all supposed to pick us up in this area.
Right, just like how you're supposed to pick up the slack with every fucking thing else, right?
I guess, but if you look at it that way.
That's some bullshit rhetoric that's coming out of your mouth right now, and it sounds very dumb. Thank you.
That's your opinion.
It's fact. How is it solely one person's responsibility? It is not. It is two people. It takes two people to conceive. So therefore, it should be two people's responsibility equally. Yet everything always fall back on the woman. We are not fucking superheroes. You all are responsible just as much as we are. You are responsible of most men. You've been fucking longer than we have. Most men start having sex at a very earlier age than women. So you've had plenty of experience on how to put a goddamn condom on. You've learned plenty of experience on how to withdraw, use the withdrawal method. You've had plenty of experience on how to say, are you on birth control? But y'all don't, but yet it's supposed to fall all on us. That's bullshit.
So you know how many women I dealt with where I was like, can I take the condom off? And then they let me. And
okay.
And didn't care.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
And you were willing to take the shit off.
Sometimes
you initiated it, right?
Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't.
Out of here.
But this was in my younger. This is in my younger days.
Oh, it was in your younger days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, when you're in your 20s, you don't think about what could happen to you. You don't think about STDs and stuff like that.
So now you always. Well, no. Now you don't use protection because you said it the other day. You don't like having protected sex. So.
But that's the whole point of everybody getting tested. And then you don't take the condom off with nobody who you're not in a relationship with. So
just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean shit can happen. You are a prime example of that right now. You were in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had a baby. You're not together. You're on child support. That doesn't mean shit just because you're in a relationship.
Again, it was in my younger days. I was almost 30. But the point is,
that's not that young.
Baby. The point is that I wasn't thinking at that time. Now I think about it. I think about every move. It's all calculated. Especially now that I'm at the age I'm at. I want to be the old dad. I had the old dad. I remember what it was like to have the old dad. The guy who can't play basketball with you outside because he doesn't have the energy.
Okay, so going back to the original topic of child support, why do you think it's a system trying to hold the black man down?
Because who's filling up the jails from not paying their child support? Think about it. Don't be sending them to jail, just us.
Well, why y'all not paying?
I can't speak for them. I pay mine.
That's the real question.
But they need to come up with these ridiculous amounts as well.
It's based on what you make. It ain't ridiculous. And even if it was an obscene amount of money, it's for your child. And I'm pretty sure whatever the amount is, it still does not equate to how much the mother is putting into that baby as far as the money and her time. So I feel like even if men, they are on child support, you should be more than willing to give whatever it is that you have for your seed. Why do y'all constantly complain about child support when it is for your child? See, that's the difference between a mother.
We don't get no benefits for that child support. So when it comes out,
it does not matter. It is for your child.
When I pay child support, they still tax me on it at the end of the year. Like, I got to spend that money. She should get taxed on it. She should have to claim those on her taxes. Because I didn't get it. She got it. She spent it. How's that fair? That I get taxed on something I didn't even spend. All right? Then, what if you don't get to claim the child? So now, you got taxed on money you didn't even get to spend, and you don't get to claim the child? How's that fair?
Why does that even matter?
Because it matters. It always comes back to money. Everything amounts to money. Because it's foul how the government treats fathers. Especially the good ones that pay their child support.
First of all, look what you just said. It's foul how the government treats fathers. Yet 5 minutes ago you were saying, well, it's y'all responsibility to make sure your children are pregnant. It's y'all responsibility. Blah, 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 blah. That's why y'all get treated like that. Y'all literally kick bullshit 24/7, but then wonder why you get treated so poorly. It's literally the train of thought that you have. Well, it's up to the woman, and the woman she know better. And yada, 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 yada. And guess what? And you said the dad can walk away, and guess what? They can't walk away. And the mother is stuck with that child. And mothers rarely abandon their children like that. And a mother will give her last for her child. But then y'all turn around and wonder why y'all being treated so poorly when you're bitching and moaning about giving money to your damn child. That makes no sense at all.
I say what I say.
And you know that shit don't make no fucking sense.
I think it does.
Which is why you can't fully back it up, which is why you're not going about arguing no more, because you know it don't make no goddamn sense.
It does. It makes perfect sense.
It does not. Why aren't you willing to give all you have
to
your child?
So you don't think that women should get taxed on the money that they receive in child support? Because that's actual income that they're receiving. Why do they not have to claim that income?
First of all,
it's income.
It is not income. It's literally your half of what you gotta pay because you ain't paid the shit. That's not income. That is going to that baby. Do you know how much daycare costs? Let's talk about that. How much does daycare cost for one kid?
Because she put them in a ridiculous daycare. It was $900 a month.
She put that's not her. Ridiculous. That is pretty average. That is not ridiculous at all. That is actually average.
We could have had my parents watch him. My parents are retired. My parents said they would watch him. She refused to take my parents' offer and wanted to put him in daycare.
First of all, is your mother going to go over sight words? Is your mother going to go over colors? Is your mother going to... How do you know?
Because my mother did all that with me.
And, that don't mean she's going to do it with you?
And you've heard, and you've heard my vocabulary.
That boy, that does not mean she's going to do it with this child.
Yes, my mother would have.
Anyway, I wouldn't want my child going to nobody's mother either. No, put them in daycare so they can develop some social skills, so we can make sure that they are developing how they're supposed to develop. No. And 900, baby.
I didn't go to a fancy daycare. It was 900
is average. That's average. That's not fancy. Look up the average amount for daycare. That is pretty much average.
I stayed with a woman around the corner from the house. I learned a lot because I was reading by the time I went to school. Reading.
Of course, you were reading by the time you went to school and you was taking geometry in fifth grade. Okay.
Oh, it's no lie.
Boy, okay.
It wasn't. I went to an all-white school. I'm sorry. They teach all-white kids do differently than they teach us black students. It's unfair. Look, I went from a school that had no books to a school that had all the books in the world. But let's get back on topic. The point is that there were solutions that we didn't have to spend all this money. There was plenty of solutions out there.
Just because you thought there were solutions does not necessarily mean, obviously, she did not think it was a solution.
Well, you know, she thought it was a little too dark over this way.
Did she say that?
You know when somebody thinks it's too dark.
Did she say that?
Don't have to be said. She ain't stupid enough to say it. She ain't stupid enough to say it.
So you are a mind reader now. You know what she's
sure
thinking.
I sure am.
You sound like a fucking idiot.
I sure am. I'm a mind reader. You know when somebody thinks that. Their actions tell you everything you need to know. How they move. You don't agree with that?
Anywho, well, like I was saying, I don't agree with child support, but I do see why it could be implemented. I do see why. But again, like I said, I don't think anybody should have to force you to take care of your own child. And that is my perspective. And I'm sticking to it. And I'm sticking
you,
to it.
Let me ask you and one quick question. Did you come from a household?
To it. And I'm sticking to it.
Did you come from a household with child support at all?
I actually don't know if my dad paid child support or not. I'm almost like 80% sure no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about 80% sure no, but I don't know 100%.
Gotcha. What about your brother's father?
Don't know about that either.
Okay.
No.
But you know that contributed, right?
Few far and in between. I know that for a fact.
Hmm. Well, that defeated what I was going to ask. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
All right. Well.
And I'm sticking to it. And I'm sticking to it.
Really?
Yeah. That's
I told you. I told you. No second. This is a happy place, but no second.
Anyhow.
All right. Singing all in my ear. Anyway, this has been Drunk Thoughts While Sober. Please hit that subscribe button. Like us on Apple Podcasts, pretty much anywhere you can get your podcast needs, we are there. And share this podcast with your friends. And we'll talk to you guys in a week.
Peace.